weekend.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lampert. Doug is off today, so it's just about you and me and figuring out what's going on up and down the supermarket aisles. Later on in the program, we have Marion Nessel with us, and you probably have heard her name. She not only was one of the people responsible for the original dietary guidelines, but is an accomplished author, has written a ton of books, and has a new book out, which is all about why calories count, from science to politics, probably one of the most influential people in changing our food supply. So Marion is going to be with us. First up, though, before we talk to Marion, I want to talk a little bit more about green slime. Sorry, not green slime. Pink slime. Sorry about that. Brings up for me, this whole nature of what is in our food supply, and it's become not only a political issue where we've had governors involved, we've had just about every presidential candidate involved with this whole thing, and I want to get you involved. I want to find out what you think about this whole pink slime situation. 800-510-8255. Again, that's 800-510-8255. What do you think about this pink slime in our food supply? So here's where we are. This past week, what we basically had is just about every major supermarket retailer touting the fact that they are not going to sell product, ground beef, with pink slime in it. In fact, there's been certain retailers, Fresh and Easy, for example, that have had pink slime swap meats, M-E-A-T, meats, where if you bought ground beef from another supermarket that was not 100% ground beef, you could bring it to them and they will replace it with their ground beef, which is ground in the supermarket itself. In fact, what we're now hearing from so many supermarkets is that they're going to go back to having the butcher in the store grinding ground beef. So now's probably a good time, if you want a new career, to become a butcher, because that's obviously going to be on the upswing. But what do you think? Has this gotten so carried away the way a lot of the meat business has touted it? In fact, press conferences this week, last week what happened is, BPI closed plants, laid off people, and some people would say they overreacted to it. This week they're coming back strong, and they're saying, you know something, there's nothing wrong with our product. You know, it's something that is part of our food supply. We as consumers keep on insisting on lower prices, lower prices, lower prices. This is one of the few ways that we can achieve lower prices. So that's what they're saying. Are we, you and I, willing to pay more money? And the estimate is somewhere between 7 and the latest number I heard yesterday on Friday, 20 cents a pound more for ground beef that doesn't have pink slime in it. Are we willing to pay for it? And is there anything wrong with adding pink slime to our food supply? From a science standpoint, everyone that I've talked to, USDA, manufacturers, they're saying no, there's nothing wrong with it. From a health standpoint, from a food safety standpoint, it's fine. But the question is, do we want to, when the beef is taken off the carcass, then go through another process which takes any remaining muscle, beef, whatever, and then grind it up into this substance and then add it to our food supply? Is there anything wrong with it? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Want to know your opinion. Want to know, are we getting carried away? Because let me tell you something. The food industry reacted very quickly to this, faster than just about anything. It took years to get palm oil out of our food supply, years to get trans fats out of our food supply. This happened in a matter of days. Now, this also sets a huge precedent. And some people think that that's great, where what we have is a situation that consumers are up in arms. We discover something, it gets out of our food supply. The other side of it says that without the proper information, what happens is this knee-jerk reaction that has huge effects, whether it's price, whether it's quality, whether it's the quantity of products that are available. Let's not forget that just, you know, about a month and a half ago, USDA came out with their projections to the year 2021 for food, and prices going up, and without any question, they said that the price of beef will go up for the next 5 years. This is before pink slime. This is just based on the quantity of beef that's out there. So if, in fact, we take, and we have almost taken pink slime out of the equation, it is out of our food supply. McDonald's isn't using it. Taco Bell isn't using it. There's now somewhere between 10 and probably 25% less product that's in our ground beef. So that means that there's going to be even more of a shortage when it comes to ground beef, which means the prices are going to go up. Let's head to the phones and see what you have to say. Jacob, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Yeah, I got an opinion on this. You know, it's kind of like the gasoline. If I pay for something, that's what I want. I don't want 10% of this or 5% of this added to it, you know, so that I'm not getting a full 100% of what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I want beef, I want beef. And I don't want you putting anything else in it and not telling me. And if I want gasoline, I want gasoline. And I think I should get all my money back from North Carolina, from all this gasoline I've bought with all this ethanol in it. I want all that money back, 10% on every dollar.
You're bringing up a really good point, because most people had no idea that this was even in the ground beef.
I think it's a call for legal action. I want my money back. I want to be the first one on air to say I want all my money back.
Okay, so besides the money part of it, does it concern you that this byproduct was put in there from a health standpoint or a taste standpoint?
Of course, because not only are they not going to waste any part of the animal, I understand that, but in doing so, you know, you got to think about the greed that's going on. You got to think about, they don't have to label anything they put in your food. It's not just the slime. It's hormones, it's this, it's that. They don't have to label that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, if I pay for something, that's what I want. I don't want anything else in it. And if you've put something else in it, I think we should have legal action. Because, obviously, you didn't sell me 100% of what I wanted. You know? You put dust on the scale and then put some flour on the scale and sold it to me is what you done.
Exactly. Now, Jacob, do you know that there's no way that you and I, when we go into a supermarket, would know that there's pink slime in that product? There's no
way that it doesn't say anything
on the label.
Well, the reason they done it is the greed, and they put dust on the scale. Just like I said, they wanted that scale to weigh a certain weight because they wanted you to pay a certain cost, and they didn't tell you it was in there. And that, my friend, is wrong.
Well, do you feel good?
Do you agree? It's robbery. It's robbery is what it is.
Do you feel good that once we found out about this in a matter of days, you know, this company has to shut their factories, that, you know, it's out of our food supply for the most part, that our voices were heard? Isn't that a good news?
Well, I wish I could say it was good news. It kind of is, but along with these other things, such as the hormones and the steroids, and you don't know what these animals are eating. I mean, they're eating in their own feces and...
Yep, absolutely.
This is not the way that we used to farm. This is not the way to farm, to have a few people own all the cattle and have them eat and drink in their own feces and be sprayed with their own feces and their own urine. This is not the way. It's not the way cattle was raised. It's just not the way. That's why we have hoof-to-mouth. We have hoof-to-mouth disease, mad cow disease. You remember that?
Yep. Mad cow is still out there. I mean, everybody forgets about mad cow disease. I was with Oprah on that show. Everybody forgets about it. Mad cow is still in our food supply. Let's not make any mistake about that.
Think about what they call it. First, they called it mad cow. Then they called it hoof to mouth. It's hoof to mouth. These cows are eating the cows. They're eating feces. They're eating their own feces. Hoof to mouth disease. You got the swine flu. Now we call it the H1N1 because we don't want anyone to think anything bad about these
pigs, about the hogs, right?
About the hog lots that these guys are just sprayed with their own feces. And I live in an area where I smell it. Every day I ingest hog feces and hog urine, especially before it rains, because they know if it's going to rain, they can spray that stuff out and they can beat the EPA. They know it, and they do it. And they do it all over this country.
So how do we change it? Jacob, how
do we change it? You get the film, and you start showing these guys on these so-called farms. It's not a farm. It's a feedlot. You get film of these guys. You watch what they do to these animals. You watch how they keep these animals and how they spray their own feces on the hay and sell people the hay, and they eat it. These cattle eat it and die. In the area I'm living in, I know of people who have bought hay from people who have these farms and spray them with the urine and all this manure, this raw waste, and their animals get sick and die. And we wonder what's happening to us. Mm-hmm. We're consuming it. You ever smell pork lately?
We are what we eat. No question about that.
If you smell pork lately, I'll give you a $100 bill if it don't smell like raw manure.
I hear you. And what we've got to do is we've got to make sure every time that we go into a supermarket that we know what we're buying, and those products that are, you know, produced this way that we don't support. If we don't support them, they will disappear from the supermarket. They will go out of business. But, Jacob, there is one other aspect to it. We are probably going to have to spend more money for our food as a result.
No, I can tell you why. I'm starting to raise my own, and I'm going to tell you one thing. It's cheaper to raise anything from a chicken to a cow, my friend. It's cheaper to raise them and feed them and slaughter them than it is to go buy anything out of that grocery store. I don't care what you say. It's
cheaper. for those people who have land who are able to do that, totally agree. But, you know, if you're in an inner city and stuff, it's a little tougher. Jacob, thanks so much for calling. Got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Marion Nestle, the author of Why Calories Count, From Science to Politics. We're also going to ask Marion to weigh in on the whole pink slime. And then we're going to open up the phones to your calls as well, both talking about this issue, any other issue that you would like, and even asking Marion questions. Jot down this number. It's 800-510-8255, 800-510-8255. I'm Phil Lempert, and this is Good Day Weekend.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours, too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
What is in our food supply? That's probably the biggest question that most of us have these days, especially if we see headlines for products like pink slime, that although it's been in the food supply probably a good 20 years, none of us have ever really heard of it, thought about it, and now we are up in arms about it. The question is, what happens next? And we're going to head to our phones to find out what you think about this whole situation in our food supply. 800-510-8255. Let's head to Wilmington. John, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Good morning. I wanted to weigh in on the pink slime issue, and I wasn't aware of it until last week, but thinking back in the past, I made one trip to I don't know if I should say the name, a big box
sure.
store,
absolutely.
Walmart.
Yep.
And looking at the meat section there, the meat looked beautiful, packaged beautiful, it was pink, it was wonderful. This is just a little too pretty, but looking at the package in the upper left-hand corner, they had right. this fine print that said, this is a 17% solution of coloring, additives, preservatives, injected some sort of nitrogen injection, and I thought, wait a minute, I'm paying my bill, and then I'm paying 17% of their additive to make this meat look pretty. There's no way that was my last time there. So anytime you go to the store and you look at items like sushi-grade tuna that's awfully pink, that's coloring as well. So the pink slime issue, in my opinion, brings out consumer awareness, which is I think really important. I think the last caller hit it on the head, the hormones, the additives. I think people need to ask why poultry in this country goes from a chick to a full-grown chicken in 2 weeks. Something's not right there. And it just doesn't look right. It looks anemic. It looks fatty. You go to Europe, I spent a lot of time in Europe, and you go to a meat shop there, and poultry looks like poultry. I mean, it's got color, it's got texture. Here, I think people just don't know any better, and this awareness is good. And talk shows like yours, I think, bring out the subject that should be looked at, because we all have to eat.
Absolutely. And now, John, one of the things that I want to pick up on, and I agree with you about when we buy foods in Europe, it's altogether different. Do you think that what this is going to do is get a whole new industry of butcher shops, you know, coming up because we want to know, you know, where our foods are coming from? We want to see it. You know, we feel better talking to the butcher about it versus going to a Walmart or any other store with, you know, those fine print. Do you think the butcher's back?
I would love to see it back. It's just, you know, this country, the USA, is driven by price and value, and out of that, I think, comes complacency. I mean, growing up, I recall that's where my mother took us, to the butcher shop. Mm-hmm. We would lay out some white paper, butcher the beef. She would saw sides of beef hanging in the butcher shop with blue USDA stamps all over it. I mean, you could see what you were eating. Now, everything is too pretty, too prepackaged. And it's corporate, mega company-controlled, for-profit companies. And, yes, I would absolutely pay more for quality meats and food that we eat every day. So I support it, and I think all this is good. And it's just really awareness. I think it's a major, major mystery what we're eating anymore.
Got it. Well, John, thanks so much for giving us a call. Appreciate it, and I agree with you. Let's head over to Texas, you know, where beef is king. Kevin, what do you think about this whole situation?
I just wanted to make a comment about the guy who said he wants to sue, he wants his money, et cetera. I am not in favor of, quote, pink slime. I don't eat a lot of beef. Where I'm from, chili is king. But the thing is they were putting in beef product. It's waste cuttings that is beef. So you're going to sit there and say, I want to sue you for putting beef in beef? It's not as if they put tree bark in there, or they put sawdust in there, or they put asphalt in there. No, it's not something that I would normally have. It's something that I would trim off if I had a steak. But what they're doing is taking the trimmings, they're treating it, they're taking out the fat, they're throwing in something to keep the bacteria out of it. Doesn't mean I want it, but it's going to be hard for a lawyer to say, we're suing you because you put beef in beef.
Well, now, I don't think, to be honest with you, Kevin, I don't think that Jacob was really wanted to sue them. I think what he wanted to make the point of is that he felt ripped off, that,
well,
you know, he didn't realize it was in there.
I don't understand. I don't disagree with what you're saying. And it is best that if we, as a consumer, we read what's in there, and we expect and demand that those people manufacture things that we want to buy, tell us what is in there. And if they don't, we vote with our money. And we
Absolutely.
Vote sending, you know, sending them notices and sending the FDA notices and sending our useless congressman notices, et cetera. But, you know, we have to be aware. We can't just walk in like little sheep and expect, oh, this says this. Well, what does it say on the package? Your previous caller said he read the package. You said, I'm not going to spend my money on this. Forget that.
Exactly. But and to your point, we vote with our wallet, with our credit cards. And, you know, that determines what products are going to be on the shelf, what products are not going to be on the shelf. And totally in agreement with you, Kevin. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Steve in South Carolina. We're going to talk to Martin in Pensacola. We're going to talk to you. Give us a call, 800-510-8255. I'm Phil Lempert, and this is Good Day Weekend.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50 and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lenford, and we're talking about what's in our food. And obviously, top of mind over the past couple of weeks have been pink slime. You know, it started out where it got out of our food supply really quickly, and then this past week, BPI, the company that manufactures it, as well as the government has gotten involved, as well as presidential candidates have gotten involved. Everybody's getting involved saying, no. You know, pink slime is fine. What do you think? We're heading to the phones. We're going to head first up to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, what do you think about pink slime?
I've seen it. I think, you know, they're trying to make your meat look nice and pretty and red, like it's real fresh. But generally, I found, you know, sometimes if it looks that good, it's probably got the additives into it. So I'm trying to get away from things with additives.
Well, that, you know, that's smart to do. And also keep in mind, it's not about just the coloring of it, but when you take 100% ground beef and you mix it, these byproducts, there's more profit. Question is it becoming cheaper for you and I, or is it more profit for the company that's making it? And there's some balance there, no question about it, but eliminating additives of any kind, whether they be natural additives from a carcass of beef or artificial additives, is a good thing. Steve, thanks for giving us a call. In your opinion, let's head to Pensacola, Florida. Martin, welcome to Good Day Weekend. Hey, Martin.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Just listening to your show here, I had a couple of points. You know, it's, again, can't express the, you know, every time you go to the grocery store, we vote with our wallets, as you said, and we're the ones that decide. You know, they're gonna have to change if we change. We need, there's people that eat this dollar menu, and They claim that they have to because they can't afford to feed their families any other way. We've got a lot of people in America that are eating the dollar menu every day, and that they really wouldn't have to do that. America needs to change its diet. And again, I was saying, I think if the same way that America was shocked about the pink slime, we don't. The slaughterhouses, the process from the beginning to the end of how they do these animals, being the cows and the chickens, if people really saw how they do things, they'd eat a lot
eat
less
again.
Of it. Pardon, what's that?
They would never eat again.
Well, you know, I don't know all the answers, but I've seen some documentaries, and I know the media is not, it's controlled media. They're not going to expose it. That's what, like you said, they don't want it to be out there. But, you know, these chicken houses, these big companies, they expose these people. They make them go into debt, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And the people never get out, and they have to do things the way they tell them to do them. Put the chickens in the dark houses, and chickens are walking around in their own feces, and they hormones, growth hormones, and they get so big so fast that their legs break from underneath them, and it's terrible. And if we could pull together on it, it's got to start with being exposed, because just like the pink slime, America said, oh, well, we're not doing that. Well, if they think that's bad, they should really take a look at the whole process. They really want something to get worked up about. They need to look at the beginning to the end of how the cows, free range, I mean, anybody that doesn't know about all that, they need to, if they want to learn, there's ways to find out.
Absolutely. And I think what's so important, and you're pointing this out, is we need to think much more holistically from the start of our food chain till the time that we consume it in our tables. Martin, thanks so much. Got to head to our next call in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Jim, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, about 10 years ago, I was looking for like a healthier way to eat. I bought on my bike. You know, and I live in Wisconsin, so it's pretty rural. I grew up farming, and we always had our cows out eating grass. You know, we never had them in a feedlot. So I come across this guy selling Delpit Galloways. And basically, you know, 10 years ago, I had to put together like 20, 25 friends because, you know, we're talking about a $2,500 cow. So we each put up $100, gives us 4 or 5 months worth of meat. You know, and we're paying $2-3 a pound for, you know, for really good grass-fed beef. Now, the word of mouth and stuff, I'm able to actually just stop by his house on a whim and pick up, you know, 5 pounds of ground beef, a couple of New York strips and stuff. And not only that, he also is now selling, like chicken that are free-range, organic. And you can actually just walk out into his field and, like, you know, pick out the chicken that you want if you wanted to. Of course, yeah, I don't have that kind of time. I would just, you know, give him a call and say, hey, I need 2 chickens this weekend to feed my friends. Pick them up Friday afternoon, grill them up, you know, Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon. And the meat's awesome. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, I live in Wisconsin, right? This is like, you know, it doesn't take you very long to find a farm. I mean, actually, I'm driving on 129 right now. I'm just driven by at least 5 organic farms. But, so I just go on the internet and take a look, and pretty much every urban area has people selling organic beef and organic chicken and organic pig. You know,
absolutely.
It's a little bit of research, and it turns out, you know, I buy pounded quarter of ground meat for like $3.
Yep. It can be cheaper, it can be more convenient, certainly better. And to your point, you know, Jim, I think what you're saying is dead on, where it doesn't take a lot of effort to find it. We just need to make that effort. It's not about driving to the local Walmart. It could be just Googling in 5 minutes. Jim, thanks so much for giving us a call, and enjoy those burgers. Let's head, before we talk to Marion Nessel, one more call, then we're going to go back and take your calls. Let's head to Michigan. Artie, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Yeah. When that pink slime story first came out, I read on the internet that it was actually intestines of cattle that they clean up, and then they treat it with ammonium hydroxide to remove the threat of salmonella and E. coli.
And I don't know, is this stuff 100% or do they mix it with other cuts, you know, other scraps to make hamburger? I don't know. I'm wondering if it's, is it the pure pink slime intestines or is it?
No, it's a mix of everything. Anything that's left, you know, off the carcass, basically it goes into this, and it depends on the process, but it goes into this wind tunnel, if you would, this major vacuum that takes anything else off the carcass, and then exactly what you said, it's added with ammonium hydroxide to kill E. coli and any other pathogens, and that's what it is. So it's not just pure intestines. It's just about everything that's mixed left.
Other stuff. Yeah, they said tendons, yep. But how many tendons? It wouldn't seem like there'd be that many in a carcass. But
yep, who knows? Artie, thanks so much for giving us a call. Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Marion Nessel, a good friend and one of the smartest people that I know about our food supply and certainly about the politics of food supply, will be with us, and we'll take your calls for Marion as well. We'll be right back.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. John T. Edwards, U.S. Army 3rd Combat Engineer Battalion.
I arrived in Korea May 57. Now, I was not there during the Korean War, but I was a big defendant, kept the 38th parallel. I was in the Combat Engineers. I will say this, the Korean nation, South Korean nation, is the most appreciative. The sacrifices were made there, and I've been in company of the ambassador of Korea, the mayor of Seoul, and all of them say thank you for your service to our country. I saw a photo not long ago at nighttime, North Korea and South Korea. South Korea was all lit up real pretty, North Korea was dark. So they appreciate the freedom, and they did something with it, and that makes you feel good.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Welcome back. I'm Phil Lempert. This is Good Day Weekend, and I want to introduce you to a friend and one of the smartest people that I know, not only in the food world, but in the world in general, Marion Nessel, who is professor in the Department of Nutrition, Food Studies, Public Health, and professor of sociology at New York University, and author extraordinaire, and the person that really keeps the food industry and the government in check as it relates to our food politics. Marion, welcome to Good Day.
Oh, glad to be here, Phil.
You know, I apologize that we're a little late in getting to you because the show so far has been all about pink slime. And, you know, people just calling from all over the country talking about everything from it's time to sue these companies because we didn't know it was in it to just as simple as reading labels. And I think that you would probably agree that reading labels is, you know, something that we all need to do.
Yes, but pink slime isn't labeled.
Exactly.
So it's hard to read if it's not there.
Yep. So before we get to your new book, Why Calories Count from Science to Politics, give us the 101 on pink slime. What do you think about this? You know, it's interesting to me that the industry reacted so quickly, you know, shutting down factories, pulling it out of the food supply, and then just the past couple days, they're coming back fighting for it. In fact, even presidential candidates are out there fighting for pink slime. What's going on?
Well, they're fighting for it with jaw-dropping high-level support. The idea that three governors, two lieutenant governors, the Secretary of Agriculture, the Undersecretary of Agriculture, would all weigh in on this to protect a private company is really quite astonishing. I think it's unprecedented. I don't ever remember a government, this kind of government support for a private company that wasn't an entire industry. It's just one company. So I think this is a very, very clear indication of what money can buy because this company is very careful about where it puts its financial support, and it has supported a lot of candidates and a lot of, you know, it's an enormous supporter of the Republican Party, which raises the question, why is a Democratic administration getting involved in this? And I think it must be because they buy so much of it for the school lunches.
Yeah, but I guess what's weird to me, and I agree with everything that you said, why did they then you know, reacts so quickly, you know, in shutting down plants and doing everything the week before? Did it take them, you know, a week and a half to figure out that they need to get it on the phone and
call
these people?
Oh, no. They had to close the plants because nobody was buying it.
Mm-hmm.
All of these companies have, you know, so many companies that said they're not going to buy it. There was a full-page ad in yesterday's USA Today, Times, and probably other newspapers from Wendy's saying they don't use it and they never have.
And also, you look at supermarkets around the country, whether it was Fresh and Easy or Stu Leonard's and so on, running their ads saying the same thing, that they've never used it, that they grind their own beef and so on. So is pink slime out of our food supply, if you had to guess?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think there you get a choice between cost and not cost. If cost is your only consideration in what you're eating, you'll keep eating it.
So, you know, McDonald's was one of the first companies to say that they're not going to use it from a fast food standpoint, Taco Bell and so on. Does this mean that the price of a burger at McDonald's is going to go up?
Probably. It probably will, but it probably won't go up by very much.
Because there's not a lot of beef to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, part of the problem is that beef sales have been going down. That's a function of the economy. As people have less and less money to spend, they don't buy beef because it's expensive. So the beef industry was already experiencing declining sales, and I saw a figure that the pink slime crisis is going to cost the beef industry, the pink slime plus the economic problem, will cost the beef industry a decline of about $100 per head of cattle. There are 34 million cattle slaughtered in the United States every year for food. That's an enormous amount of money. So yep. The beef industry is fighting for its life.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, let's move on to a more positive story, which is your new book, Why Calories Count, From Science to Politics. You have long, you know, proposed that we can eat healthier, we can eat smarter, it doesn't have to cost a lot more money, and, you know, let's get past, you know, what that nutrient of the day is, whether it's trans fats or whatever else, but let's think in terms holistically of calories.
Or food.
Or food. Real food.
Real food.
So in the book, and I haven't gotten my copy yet, but I'm anxiously awaiting it, why calories count? Why do they count?
Well, they count if you're worried about your weight. They absolutely count. If you're an eater, as we all are, there are two things you need to be concerned about. One is the nutritional quality of the food that you're eating, and the second is the number of calories that it provides. If you're simply worried about weight, calories count, and they're all that counts. If you're worried about your health, which I hope everybody is, then you have to worry about where those calories come from.
So what we're going to have to do, Marion, is take a quick break in about 30 seconds. Then we're going to come back. And then what I'd like to do is open up the phones and have our listeners ask you questions as well. So
all right,
if you've got a question for Marion, all you've got to do is dial the following number, 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-8255. And it's about what we take in. You know, calories and what goes out through exercise and everything else that we do. And with all this pandemonium about dieting, and you can't go into a newsstand. And again, I travel a lot, so I'm in, you know, airport newsstands all the time. And I look, just about every magazine, I don't care what the magazine is, it's about the latest diet and so on. Well, you know something, if any of those diets actually worked, we wouldn't have to have a different diet on every magazine cover every month. It's about exactly what Marion is saying about calories. We're going to talk more with Marion Nessel. Take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
So what do you think about calories? What do you think about the foods we eat? What do you think about pink slime? It's easy. Just dial us up. 800-510-8255.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert. My guest is Marion Nestle. New book out, Why Calories Count, From Science to Politics. It's a must-read for all of us, not only to understand how we can maintain good health, how we can maintain good weight, but also to understand all the factors that are out there in the world, in the business world, in the food world, in the government world as well. We're going to open up the phones, and Marion is going to take your questions. First up, let's head out to Utah. Kathleen, say hello to Marion Nestle.
Marion, hi. Glad to have you on. Listen, I'm not worried about the pink slime because 18 years ago I became a vegan, and so it was for compassionate reasons. But the thing that really bothers me so much is the genetically modified corn and soy. And I understand that we have a law that says that when you go to the store, there's no label whatsoever that tells you that you're eating genetically modified anything. So I just wondered what your idea or your thoughts about that was.
Funny that you mentioned it. I was on the FDA Food Advisory Committee in 1994 when that question came up, and I was one of 3 other consumer representatives on the committee who urged the FDA to label genetically modified foods. We lost. They just didn't take our advice. I think it was a terrible mistake. I mean, here we are 20 years later, and we're still fussing about this. They might have been much better off putting labels on it, giving consumers a choice. It's exactly the same issue as the pink slime issue. It's not labeled, so you don't have a choice.
Well, could you tell us about, do you know anything about what the pesticides that they put on it, glyphosate.
It's the herbicide that kills everything except the genetically modified plants. As herbicides go, it's probably less horrible than most. and it doesn't last very long in soil. But there's a lot of it being used.
Kathleen, thanks so much for calling. Let's head to the phone. Let's head out to California. Linda, say hello to Marion Nessel.
Hello, Marion. I'm glad to see someone interested in nutrition. what I wanted to ask was, we were just discussing there about the pink slime, of course, and the man brought up the fact that, finally, that it wasn't just animal byproducts, it was the ammonium, what was it, ammonium sulfide. So we have these chemicals that they're putting in our food, not to mention the hormones, and we don't know what we're eating. We can't raise things in our own yards anymore. What do we do? How do we avoid getting chemicals, hormones, and antibiotics?
Well, you can buy organic. That's a big help. And you can wash your vegetables before you eat them and eat real food. That's always the best idea.
And how do we find real food? Yogurt, and it's full of high fructose corn syrup.
Well, I'm talking about things that haven't been processed.
Oh, yes, unprocessed.
You have to cook your own food.
Well,
and figure out some way to do that.
And Whole Foods, do you recommend that chain? That
sure, absolutely. Chain? They have lovely food there.
My daughter is completely over the top on this type of thing, and she insists on that. I bought her an organic chicken that we all ate, and it tasted phenomenal. I had forgotten what real meat tastes like.
Also, Linda, to you know, your point and to your daughter's point, you can find real food in probably just about every supermarket. Whole Foods makes it convenient for you. They've got more of it. But, you know, they could be pricey as well. So you've got to read those labels. You've got to understand, you know, what it is. You mentioned yogurt. There's yogurts out there that doesn't have high fructose corn syrup.
Right. I buy that kind now, but I've
got to read those labels, and you've got to be smart about it. We're almost out of time, so Linda, thanks so much for calling us. The book, Calories Count from Science to Politics. It's a book that you need to go out today and get, or go on Amazon, put it on your Kindle, put it on your iPad, whatever, by Marion Nessel. Marion, we've got about 10 seconds left for your words of wisdom.
Well, I think our words of wisdom in the book are, if you're worried about your weight, you've got to eat less, eat better, move more, and you've got to get political and try to change the system so we have a food system that produces healthier food for us and for the planet.
Marion Nessel, as always, thanks so much for joining us and writing yet another fabulous book. Marion has these fabulous books. One of my favorite one is What to Eat. And when you go into the bookstore, you're going to see this book. It's probably about 3 inches thick. It will not scare you. It is a great read. It's absolutely everything you need to know. I'm Phil Lempert. This is Good Day Weekend, and thanks for joining us. For years.